This is Saturday, March 23rd. What happens after we come to faith in Jesus? There's much that we know that takes place. We are forgiven, we're set free from our sins, we become new creatures in Christ. We receive a new identity as children of God, and we have a new loving Heavenly Father. Now this week we've been looking at the raising of Lazarus from the dead by Jesus. And I want to head directly to our text. This is John chapter 11, verse 40 to verse 44. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." This marvelous scene is when Jesus actually calls Lazarus from the tomb. And what a moment it must have been. In the same way that God created all life with his word, Jesus with his word calls Lazarus from death to life. All things were created by Jesus and for Jesus. And here is Jesus creating once again. The prophet Ezekiel was once given a vision of a valley filled with dry bones. And the Lord asked Ezekiel if the bones could live, and Ezekiel said, "Well, Lord, only you know." And then Ezekiel saw the Lord raise up those bones, adding tendons and flesh, until, Scripture tells us, he saw in the vision a vast army. You see, Lazarus emerges from the tomb, but there is still a problem. He is wearing his grave clothes. You see, in those days, preparing a body for burial meant wrapping the body in strips of cloth layered with spices, often weighing many pounds. This is also how Jesus' body would be prepared after he was taken from the cross, although that preparation couldn't be completed because of the coming of the Sabbath. And actually, the women were returning on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day, to the tomb to finish that process when they found the stone covering the door to the tomb had been rolled away. Now with Lazarus, you can imagine, he would have had difficulty leaving the tomb, wrapped in cloth with spices. Jesus had to command the onlookers to help remove the grave clothes. Now as we read this, I think this is a good metaphor for what we experience when we come to faith in Jesus. As we come to faith, we're raised to life, but we continue to carry the weight of our grave clothes. In other words, it's difficult for us to believe that we are alive, to believe that we are forgiven and free from our sin. Lazarus needed help from others in trading out his grave clothes for new clothes, and I think we need this help from each other as well. In the body of Christ, the community of faith, we remind each other that we are alive in him, that our sins have been forgiven, that we no longer remain in death but have inherited life, that our sins were nailed to the cross and they no longer have a hold on us. Our grave clothes are the reminder that we were once dead, but now we are alive. Perhaps you need help in removing your grave clothes. I think all of us do. This is because we have known death all too well, so we find it difficult to believe that we are alive forevermore. I love this story. When I was in graduate school, I had a friend whose aunt gave him her Volkswagen Beetle. She had the car for nearly a decade and had put very few miles on it. And when it came time for her to stop driving, she offered to give him her car. When he came by to pick up her gift, she walked him around the car explaining its features. And at one point, she opened the front door and explained that the car had a manual three-speed transmission. Now my friend was surprised at what she said because he thought all Volkswagen Beetles had four-speed transmissions. but he didn't say anything to her. She gave him her car, and as he was driving the car home, he thought he would see if he was right. Once he got the car up to speed and in third gear, he depressed the clutch and moved the gear stick toward the fourth gear. And the transmission at this point felt very tight, but he managed to get it into fourth gear, and that little car had had fourth gear all along, and his aunt had never known it. I love this story because I thought this is often about the truth about our life in Jesus. We have had the gifts of God since we came to faith. We've been brought out of the grave, but perhaps we haven't realized the extent of our freedom. We haven't taken in all that has happened, all that we have been given in the new life that is actually ours. It is here that the community can help us by reminding us that we are alive, that we're not stuck in death, but we've inherited eternal life. Have your grave clothes been removed? We can be raised up by Jesus and continue to wear them. The good news is that Jesus called Lazarus from death to life. And yes, that day his grave clothes were removed and he walked home from the tomb in freedom. And this is God's plan for each of us, for us to learn that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and that he has raised us up with him and seated us in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is what we're told in Scripture. Here's the Apostle Paul explaining it elsewhere. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. That's Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. You see, it's true, you have already been raised up with Christ. And this leads to a whole new life, one based on what Jesus has done and also the glory that you have in him. Let's pray together. Eternal God, we understand that in your plan, we have been seated with Christ in your kingdom. Help us to live in this truth today, not in bondage to death, but in the freedom of our new status in Jesus. For we pray in his name. Amen.